I want to finish the Arisa Torah. We have only to finish the Sefer. We have a little bit, a few minutes, and the page that you got is from Kuk's Haggadah. Maybe we'll have a little time, the second half today, the end, to begin to learn a little bit from the Haggadah. Well, we're at the end of the Sefer, Perek Yud-Gimel, Seif Ches, on page Pei. Rav Kook's desperate call to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. He accuses the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael of being overly humble, exceedingly humble. And because of this humility, and because of the effect that Golus has had upon them and all of us of all of these years, that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael have lost their voice, their oiz, their courage, their strength, have failed to recognize the extraordinary kaiches, both of themselves as being mashpiim, and how they could change the whole picture of Klal Yisrael, and both in terms of the period that we're living in, the time that we're living in, which is the time of the tchiyah of our return to life, of coming back to life. Just to review for a minute, we'll go back a few sentences. So it's around, I'd say around 10 lines down on page Pei, in the middle of the line, Om Nam Zos. We read that, but just, it's you know, Rav Kook has sentences that are like a page long, so it's a little bit hard to follow. On page Pei, in the middle of the sentence, Om Nam Zos. Om Nam Zos, he made this kol nedivei leiv. It's a midah of all tzaddikim. Kol gadoi le'olam, shahishiyu es kol ha'olam b'hashpa'asim li'ash shvalim in the morgim. It's the midah, it's the trademark of the tzaddik, to be a shval ruach, to be a person of a great humility. But over the years of Golus, Rav Kook is saying, v'gam pachdonim v'an v'sonim yoyisim yidai. Pachdonim. Pachdonim is fearful. To be pachdonim, this Rav Kook does not see that as a mila. To be a pachdon is not a mila. Yiras Hashem is a tremendous mila. Even pachad, like pachad Yitzchak, is a tremendous mila. But to be a pachdon, to be somebody who is afraid, pachdonim is when the midah of shiflus, when that midah of shiflus ruach of humility, which is very, very holy, and anivus, when that midah makes a person into a pachdan who can't lead, a pachdan who can't take a leading role in bringing Am Yisrael to a higher place for fear of this and that, and what people will think of, what people will say, or the kanoim, or public opinion, or a pardonis that comes from what are the goyim going to say, or a pardonis that perhaps I can't do this, it's not me, I'm not the one who should be doing it. All of the different sources of this midah of pahad. Pardonim v'an v'sonim yoyisim yidai. Too afraid and too humble. This is before it's clear to them, they don't recognize their obligation, that encrowns them with strength, that must encrown them with strength, and places into their hands strength, and kaimus means the ability to be strong, to lead. Rav Kook says that to these tzaddikim I must call out a kriya gedola, leidia maharet sion atzman, and to tell them from maharet sion, from Yerushalayim, Shem Chaim Chaim Gedolim, that they're living big lives. Chaim Gedolim, Sherov Oluz V'Satzumos Biodim, and they have tremendous strength. Tremendous strength is in their hands. Shehem Hinam Mukhsharim Lefalais Nesivas Memkarish Otar Mitaris Erzis Ramamish. They have the ability and they have the responsibility to be able to bring into Am Yisrael the Torah that comes from the core of Torah, which is Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Shetachzer v'soyer is kol ha'olam kol b'chvayda, to illuminate the entire world once again with the light of Torah's Eretz Yisrael. We've been learning about the entire Sefer, that is Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Let me mash it echaku b'ma'at b'harbei is a signon shel achidish ha'pilpul v'adusha b'gayla. They don't have to imitate, whether a little bit or a lot, the style of Chiddush, the style of Pilpul and Jewish Shebegolo that's in the Chutz Laretz. To stop imitating. To leave the Chutz Laretz, the Keturah, in Chutz Laretz. Taru is Kerches Seichem HaNifloim. Taru is Kerches Seichem HaNifloim. That you have to show, you have to demonstrate your tremendous Kerches. Yoshvei Eretz Chaim, those who live in Eretz Yisrael. You are destined to something much, much greater than you imagine. You must return the crown of that strength of Torah from the holiness of our earlier days to bring it back. You must arise to the highest heights of the Neshama Elokis, that is hovering over the mountains of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, and to be yoneg, to draw from the light of the tal, of the dew, of the light of Eretz Yisrael, that includes that Tzakol Kol, all Kol Torah Kula, all that we've been learning, Nister, Nigla, Tanakh, and so on. Ruach Chayim Pnimi Yochel Afuach B'Levavchem. Ruach Chayim Pnimi Yochel Afuach B'Levavchem. A Ruach of life, a deep inner Ruach of life, must begin to. Lafuach, to inflate, to blow into your hearts. Nechayi neshama shlavir Eretz Chaim. From the chayi neshamas of the air of Eretz Yisrael. Hakadusha ha'atika ha'yeshana ha'nedemes u'ulefes. The ancient sleeping. It's not just sleeping, yeshana, ha'atika yeshana, nedemes u'ulefes. Deep sleep, faint. U'ulefes is when someone is fainted. The time has come where Misareres, to awaken and to arise, L'tchias Kodesh, a revival of all that's holy. Achayim achadoshim ha-misayirim ha-sayarim ha-dvar Hashem. New life that's awakening like a storm. The dvar Hashem l'tkumas am kodesho, to lift up his holy people. Hagvur of ha-anova, strength and humility. It's not a contradiction. Ha'oiz v'ha'anova l'chayolom, gvura and anova. A Jew doesn't have to walk. A tzaddik doesn't have to walk with his head down. And the anova doesn't mean that he's not a person of gvura, of great strength. Ha'tayra v'ha'avayda. Yiras Roimimus shall ein saif v'hoida havas alakim chayim, with an Yiras Roimimus of the Infinite One, v'hoida in the splendor of a havas alakim chayim, the love of a living God. Yimolu levavchem should fill your hearts, mital chermain sheyored al haaretzim, with the tal of chermain. It's right before Pesach, we're getting ready for tal. Mital chermain sheyored al haaretzim, that is flowing down haaretzim. Hanigla v'hanista, the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah. HaTalmud v'hamaisa, learning and action. Hanoi v'hakoach, all beauty and strength. Yimalu asruchachem, should fill your ruach. And all wealth and all honor will follow afterwards, will come as a result. On the use of a tipshusa, marbishin, all poverty and all stupidity and all evil and ugliness and difficulties, yanusa will disappear. From the echo of the voice, of the sound, of the life of Eretz Yisrael. Awaken, wake up, and sing and rejoice. On the heights of Tzion of Yerushalayim. Mechaim hamekoriyim, from the original source of Jewish life. Mechai or Torahs emes b'roiv uzon, from the life of the light of Torahs emes, of the true Torah b'roiv uzon and all of its strength. Leyichbad lonu miroiv hagvonim, we shouldn't allow ourselves to be weighed down by all the different colors, all the different strands. Because they're all different shitas, all different ways that are laid out in the svarim. In other words, not to be weighed down by the fact that there's the svardim and the chassidim and the litvish and all the different messiahs of minhagim and how to learn all the different colors. The different ways that are already laid out in the svarim, b'shitos v'halichas olam, all the different shitas, v'halichas olam, and the ways of going through the world. B'chol miktzos haTorah, that there's so much and so many different ways, in all different areas of Torah. Hamusar v'hadas, musar and das. Ki yoyisim yizer yirbu lonu chadoshim labekorim. Because more than anything that's in the past, the time has come for chadoshim lavakarim, for everything that's new. Naharei nachle das usvuna, great rivers and currents, flowing rivers of das, of das usvuna. V'yoyisim mikol sholom also in the sukkah and b'sachbula b'savlonos. Nakiris agod v'asigav shel ha'achdus v'ahav elokis. And more than anything, peace can come if we'll use the strategy of savlonus, with savlonus, b'sachbula means with to use seichel and strategy of tolerance, savlonus, nakiris hagodol v'hasiguv, we'll be able to recognize that it doesn't have to be the one shita's at the expense of the other shita, to pasul up everybody else's shita's, but nakiris hagodol v'hasiguv, will recognize the greatness and the exaltedness. Shall ha'achdus v'ahava elokis. Shall ha'achdus v'ahava elokis. Of unity, ahava elokis. Hamisraimemis me'al kol ha'gyoine bina v'das. That it will rise higher and above all the ha'gyoine bina v'das, all the different thoughts of bina v'das, all the different mahalchim and shitas. Umishlomeinu ha'pnimi. And if we're able to achieve inner peace amongst ourselves and within ourselves, amongst ourselves meaning the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and within ourselves, the Nifrei Sukkah Shalom Al Kol Yisrael, then we will be able to spread a Sukkah of peace on all of Klal Yisrael. If there would be peace among the leaders of Eretz Yisrael, and if the leaders of Eretz Yisrael will be filled with this Achdus and Ahav Elokis, then Mishlomeinu Hapnimi, from that inner peace amongst us and within us, Nifrei Sukkah Shalom Al Kol Yisrael, then we'll be able to spread the Sukkah Shalom on all of the Jewish people. It begins with the leaders, begins with the with the Chachamim, with the Rosh Hashivas, with the Rebbes, with the Tzaddikim. Yikari Bono B'Tzedek Shem Hashem HaPeri Sukkah Shalom Alenu HaKol Amo Yisrael HaYushalayim. And then we will be Yikaribanu, we will be able to be called, to be known, the Tzaddik, Shem Hashem, by the name of Hashem, the one who is Peres Sukkah Shalom, Hashem who is spreading the Sukkah of Shalom, of peace. Aleinu v'al Amo Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. We should be zarechim as Hashem. Every single thing that Rav Kook is talking about, and everything, the Kriya Gedolah, he was screaming and crying, it's all... We feel the need for all of this more now than ever before. Mitzvah Shem, after Yom Tov, we'll come back and learn a little bit more sugya, and then we'll continue on. I think with the Maimer of Hador, the famous Maimer of Hador, which is a very good sequel to what we're learning, the Maimer Hador from Rav Kook, which we have a bunch of copies. You might think, Shimei, I think you got them like 10 years ago. So I have them here. So just waiting for the right time. So Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to start that a little bit after Yom Tov. The page that you have in front of you that you just got now,
is this the springtime Haggadah?
What?
Is that the Haggadah that came out a couple of years ago from a book called Springtime?
From Bital Noah, you mean that they put out in English?
Yeah.
No, that's yeah. No, I know that he Rabbi Noah took different pieces from all over and he translated some of the pieces, not just from the Haggadah. This is Rav Kook's Haggadah that's printed in the Siddur. Rav Kook has a big Siddur, a big parish on the Siddur, Arlis Raya, and part of the Siddur is the Haggadah. So the Haggadah has been printed in many different ways. And there are even some mafarshim that are written to explain. That's just a likud. Rabbi Noah is taking little pieces from different. This is the Eilis Raya. This is from the Rav Kook Siddur, the exact lashon that we find in the Siddur. His parish on the Haggadah is very, very, very beautiful, like everything, and it's very hard. It's shorter than his other things, so he packed in a lot into a few sentences everywhere, and 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we spent just a few Shabbos going over trying to learn some of the simonim. He has just on Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yach, you could spend mamish 25 years just on them. Kadesh before he gets to the Haggadah. Just the Kadesh Urchatz Karpas Yach. It's just a simonim. You know what I mean? The Kadesh takes 30 seconds. He has on that, just on the simonim, on the Seder of the Haggadah of Kook, Kadesh Urchatz Karpas Yach. It's the Seder. So we're trying a few years ago, just each Shabbat, we only got, I think, through a few of the simonim, a little bit, just to talk a little bit about Rav Kook's Mahalach and the simonim of the Seder. So we'll try to do a little piece this week, and maybe next week we'll be able to do a little piece. Zeich Elamikdash Gehillel. Can also say Hillel Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hekayim. Hey Karach Pesach Matzah Morva Oichal Biachad El Kama Shnema Matzahs Umroim Yechlu. Say that right before Shulchan Aruch. We have the mitzvah of Kairach, of making the sandwich of matzah and mor, which is Zeich Lemikdash Kehillel. There are different neschos, as you know, in the Haggadah. Some do not say Zeich Lemikdash Kehillel. And that goes back to a very important discussion in Halacha that we're not going to go into right now. But Kain also Hillel Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hekayim. This is what he would do. A Kairach Pesach Matzah Mor. He would take the carbon Pesach from the carbon Pesach together with the matzah and the mor, and he would eat it together, as it says. And that's how we learn Pshat and Pasuk. Al matzahs, the carbon Pesach is eaten. Al matzahs umerorim yachlu. Matzah and mor. So that's what we have. Kairach, the sandwich. Shnei HaKarichas HaLolu, Rav Kook writes, this connected to what we're just learning. If there's a sandwich, if there's a combination that takes place with Karich, and Hillel was the one who revealed this to us, and it's connected to Hillel, it must be that this combination besides what it means in halacha, is a fusion of two kaychas. Shnei kaychas halalu, kaycha avdus v'kaycha chayus. Moror is, of course, the koach. He calls it a koach of avdus. It's the bitterness of being slaves. That takes us back to the slavery. Matzah, of course, is koach hacheres. The matzah takes us out of slavery. The whole Seder Leil Pesach is filled with the rots of Hashoev, the running and returning, running out of Egypt and going back to Egypt. And the contradictions are what generate all of the questions. But it all boils down to those two things that we eat, matzah and mor. Matzah is cheres, mor is slavery. But here, at the end, before Shulchan Aruch, here, these two kaychas are integrated one with the other. That's what's significant about Karech. There was a separation until now. There's the mitzvah of matzah, and there's the mitzvah of mor. But now we have matzahs umerorim. And Hillel was medaktek, shahi karech pesach matzah mor v'orchem b'yachad. So shnei karechas halalu, karech ha'avdus v'karech ha'cheirus. Now we always speak about Koach Acheres. All the learning that we do for Pesach is about Koach Acheres, the Koach of being free. Rav Kook doesn't write here Tsar Ha'avdus or the Pagam, the anguish or the Pagam, the damage, the sickness, the disease of Avdus, of slavery. He says Koach Ha'avdus. Koch Avdus, Koch Acheres. That there are two Koches. Avdus is also Koch. You remember how we learned in Erez Hatshuva, how Rav Kook was writing about this so strongly, how the most common thing by a person who does Tshuva is that he throws out the baby with the bathwater. That there are very, very beneficial Koches that a person had while he was in the place of Ra, he was using them in a negative and destructive way. Doing tshuva does not mean cutting out that past passion and strength and so on. It's not tshuva. Tshuva means changing its direction and its use. And what often happens by Bala Tshuva is they become pardonim and anvesonim, and they have no confidence in themselves because all the memories that they have of certain of their personalities and using certain karchas, all the memories that they have are associated with aveiros, with things that are not nice. So the idea is to take on a new path, a new personality, a new life, and whatever was in the past is gone, finished. So we left Mitzrayim and we became free. Karech hacheiros. So Rav Kook was afraid, he's writing, he was afraid, no, Rav Kook was afraid. The Torah is afraid that by becoming free we're going to lose the koach ha'avdus, the koach of being slaves. The koach ha'avdus is a gewaldige thing, koach ha'avdus. Shnei koachas alo, koach ha'avdus v'koach ha'cheris svichim on anachnu lahavinam loy betar shnei koachas nefradim. We mustn't see these as two separate koachas. You're either a slave or you're free. That's how the whole world looks at it. When we were kids, when you wanted to do something that was absolutely ridiculous, the lesson was, America's a free country. I don't know if you remember that. I once said it to a Rebbe when I was in third grade. He slapped me across the face. I still remember it. and slapped me across the face. And I deserved it. I deserved both sides. I only got one side. America's a free country. Free. It's a koich of chayus. My Rebbe's trying to bring me back into Egypt. He's trying to bring me back into Egypt. He's trying to tell me what to do. That was Paro. Paro did that. We're free now. There's nobody telling us what to do. So if Cook says we have to be careful, not to look at Avdus and Cheiris as two separate Kaiches. Either you're a slave or you're free. Shainam Paulim Zeim Ze. Kielu, these two Kaiches of Cheiris and Avdus are not working one with the other. Kielu, the one excludes the other. Kilo, each one is misyached, is designated to a particular way of life. Miktsoa echad b'chaim, a style of life, a way of living. Kimhem shneim mechubarim yachtav. The truth is that they are mechubarim yachtav. Kairech. It has to be a sandwich. Shnei mechubar miachtav. Umashlimim zeze. Mashlimim zeze. Each one perfects, or as mashlim, fills, completes the other. The problem is to be, God forbid, an Eved who's not a Ben Chayrin. But it's also a problem, Chalila, to be a Ben Chayrin who's not an Eved. It's a big problem either way. A Ben Chayrin who's not an Eved, or an Eved who's not a Ben Chayrin, it's no good. Koach ha-cheirus shebematzah, the koach of freedom, of cheirus, shebematzah. Hamaris ha-skul ha-pnimis she-yisrael, that reveals the inner skula, the inner mysterious strength of Yisrael, of the Jewish people, of every Jew, was be'etzem ben chayrin, free. Lahavas Hashem Isbarach, that's filled, that koach inside of us, that's not encumbered by chumrius, by gashmius, by all of the things of this world that enslave us, that pull us away from who we are. If a Jew is a Ben Chayrin, the koach of Chayrus is that koach that allows us to be who we really are, which is Am Yisrael is filled with Ahavas Hashem Isbarach, love of God. Ahavas Terosu Mitzvaysav. And a tremendous love for Torah and all mitzvahs. The Ahavash and the Tiyativis. This is the natural, this love is the natural inclination of the Jewish heart, which is free. Free. When a person lives according to his teva, according to his nature, it means that he's living as a free person. If you live according to your teva, it means that you're free. Now the teva, the nature of a Jew, is Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas HaTorah, Ahavas Yisrael, and so on. It's the nature. That's the Nesham. Hu ba'atzma yiten oz v'otzma lonu lehizgaber. Alanatias aprotius, shoyd le nigmu lefi roimimus hamatar haklolus. That natural cheres inside of us, that natiativis itself, who baatzmai yitain oiz vaatzmalano lizgaber alanatias aprotius. That's now he's talking about avdus. What's the meaning of the holy slave? What's the midah of avdus in kedusha? Avdus in kedusha means kabbalas al malchus shemayim. It means your Rebbe tells you to do something. You don't tell him America's a free country. You mishabed yourself to a Talmud Chacham. And if your Rebbe tells you to do something, you do it. You don't agree? You're a free person? When a person, Rav Kook is saying, when a person is truly free, he's so free that he's able to be mekabel the all upon himself, even though he doesn't get it, even though he's not there yet, and he doesn't feel that that's interfering with his freedom. That's the pshat. It's not interfering. Not only is it not interfering with the freedom, but it strengthens the sense of chayus. Ein lecha ben charin, what elami sha'isuk b'torah. Torah is the biggest kabbalah soul. How could it be? Ein lecha ben charin elami sha'isuk b'torah. Al tikri, chorus ala luchas, chorus ala chayus. Chazal say, ein lecha ben charin. So the only free person is someone that's a person of Torah. So you say that to somebody from outside of our world, they see a person of Torah as the biggest slave, is meshubed. You can't eat this, you can't go there, you can't say this, you can't do this, you can't think about this, everything is no, you can't. Well, this, you have to do this, you have to. Somebody was telling me that he was on an airplane, and there was some terrible delay, and he saw that he was not going to be able to get back to home, back here. He wasn't going to be able to get back here in time for Shabbos. So he was sitting on the plane, on the tarmac, for a long time. And he started to get very, very nervous because he made a cheshbon how long the flight was and what this was not going to happen. They were sitting for a few hours on the plane. So he asked the stewardess, he said, can I get out? I got to get out of here. Can I get off the plane? She said, that's no, absolutely not. There's regulations, whatever it is, security, you know, you can't. So he said, look, I'm Orthodox, and I'm a Sabbath observer, and I have to go. So she said to him, well, maybe this one time you can get a dispensation if you call, can you call the rabbi and get a, like I write you a note or something. Take you off, like, yeah. They can't be mastering such a thing. And he said, oh, we don't have stuff like that. He said, no, it's Shabbos. In the end, they were unbelievably nice. She spoke to the pilot, and in order that it shouldn't, it was an unbelievable story. They went back with the thing to the, you know, they took the plane, they backed back into the thing or something, into the gate, yeah, and they asked everybody to get off, they had everybody get off the plane, not to make, and he only found out afterwards that they didn't, because he was talking to that stewardess spoke to him about, that they didn't want to make a whole issue of him, so they did it like in such a way. It was a beautiful thing. Then the people wanted to come back on, and we'll have some time. They got clearance to do that because of this one. But the way she understood it is, okay, so you get a letter, call the rabbi. It'll be all right. Between masks, such a thing. Outside of our world, it looks like Umamish Avadim, the biggest slaves. The meaning of Kairach, Rav Kook is telling us, is that the bigger the Ben Charin you are, the freer you are, the more free you are to accept a Shibud also. To make that choice to be an Eved Hashem. Because who ba'atzma yitain oiz ve'atzma lanul his garbal and tias protius. Look, we all have the tias protius. We all have other inclinations, not just the Kedusha. There's a lot of other things that we would like to do. And they're natius proteus. They're not always good. There are a lot of things that one could do. But one has to be mezgaber. Gvura, one has to be strong. The strength here means being able to say, I can't. To be strong enough to say, I can't. I'm an edit. I can't. Not from a place of weakness. Not because you're a lo yutzlach. Not because you're somebody that's groveling to the boss for, you know, for a couple of prutas. not because of weakness, because you're ben chayin. Yishal kein hei niras of negoshes kimisnagdus l'derech Hashem ha'toyva ha'ni'ima. There are certain etias pratias that they appear to be in there, and we feel them that they misnagdus l'derech Hashem, that they are opposed to the way of Hashem ha'toyva ha'ni'ima, which is good and pleasant. Umitoch koach his gabrus, and davke mitoch this koach of being misgaber. That his gabrus of an eved. Mitoch koach his gabrus tofia beyeser oz skulas achayrus. That only strengthens. And reveals even more and more and more. Skula sacheirus, that koach of cheirus of being a free person. Vim kol koach yeshalom davka kishomay shel mitzvah shelo. If however each koach is just separate, if it's separate, in other words, if the matzah and the maror is separate. Vim kol koach yesholim davke. If each koach would just be in its own shleimus, it would be matzah, maror, separate. Davke kishemayishol b'mektzor shelo. If each one would be in a place of shleimus and ruling over its area, its turf, lo ikuv v'dchia mikoach havchilo, without anything holding it back from the opposing koach. If matzah would just be matzah, and maror would just be maror, without the maror having to deal with the matzah, and without the matzah having to acknowledge the maror, u'mamokim sheshamror lios koach acheres roda, and is a place where it's roi for the koach of cheres to be in control, ein nochon shetchunas avdus tia ma'akeves al hachavasa, then it wouldn't be right. And then it wouldn't be right for the tchuna of avdus, if the thought is, if the havamina is, that one should not allow the tchuna of avdus, the quality of slavery, to be ma'akeves, to hold back the hachava, the expansion of freedom of cheres. K'mor chein, and so, b'mokim shesham roi l'koach avdus, if a person thinks that in a place where avdus is in charge, the midah of submissiveness, the midah of submissiveness of avdus. Mokam shesham roi lekoch avdus atoiv lias mishamish ein roi shetchuka secheres tosi gvulo. The thought is that what? That it's not right that the chuka, that the longing for cheres should be masi gvul, should be able to enter, to infiltrate into the gvul of the opposing force. If that were the case, then there would only be two separate things. There would just be what? Matzah and Mar. If each one was not permitted into the area of the other, then there would only be a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of matzah and a separate mitzvah of Mar. If each one was ruling over its own domain, and at a time when the koch of cheres is sholeit, it's sholeit, and the is ruling. At the time when the koch of avdus is sholeit, it's sholeit. But that there's no need to combine those two, that each one should be mashlim the other at every moment, then they would be entirely kept as two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of mor. They'd be completely separate. And of course, that is how it often plays out. In the Shimush HaProti, for the moment, in that particular moment of life, that's how it often plays out. To use at this moment the Koch of Cheres, and in a different moment I have to use the Koch of Avdus. But that's not the Tachlis. However, the ultimate objective, matara hatachlitis, the ultimate tachlis, tovo rakim hayidia, can only come with the understanding, rakim hayidia v'ha'akara, and the recognition, sheshnei eila ha'karchas einim soisim zeze. The only reason that you can only be in the mode of cheres at this moment, or you can only be in the mode of avdus, and we have a problem feeling the cheres at the moment of avdus, because when you want to do something very, very badly, and this thing is not right to do, it's not right, but you want to do it very badly, and you Baruch Hashem, you stop and you strengthen yourself that you're an Eved Hashem. Ona Hashem keni avdech. And you mechazik yourself. So in the mind, in order to do that, the natural tendency of a person is to feel at that moment that he's relinquishing his freedom, right? If I would be free, I would do this. So the thought that thought that is in the mind at that moment is that I'm giving up my freedom. Why? Because there's this great ideal of I'm an Eved Hashem. So in my mind, I'm giving up my freedom. Rav Kook says that's not the tachlis. Also, that's galus. That's not geula. That's galus. Because if you think that leaving Egypt, leaving Mitzrayim means that there's no such thing as avdus anymore, you're making a mistake. Leaving Mitzrayim means that you are now able to use the midah of avdus according to your will as a ben charen. That's what it means to leave Mitzrayim. Not that I'm not a slave. Not that America's a free country. I am a person who's a ben charen, and an expression of my chayrus, an expression of my being free, the greatest expression of my freedom is not to just go crazy with my own, what I want to do, with what I want, with my chayrus. The greatest expression of my freedom is that I'm free to say no to something. That I'm free to say I have an Efshe Bahamas, and this is something that I would like to do, but there's a bar illness, so I can't do it. They're not conflicting, they're not contradicting one another. They're bound together, they're attached one to the other. Lahamzi la olam is a cheres hamu'ula, to bring to the world something new. Cheres hamu'ula, a superior level of cheres, ideal cheres. Cheres hamu'ula. And what's cheres hamu'ula? What's ideal freedom? Shekvoida v'oz chemdasa, the covet and the great, the strength of the beauty of this chayrus, einenu nigla ki'im behayyos, is not revealed ki'im behayyos lov oisa ha'atara, unless the person is also wearing the crown shel ha'avdus haroimema, avdus haroimema, of exalted slavery, avdus haroimema. This is a musig that the world still doesn't have. The world doesn't get this. Avdus haromema. In the world, cheres hamula means no one's going to tell me what to do. Cheres hamula, the highest level of cheres, is I'm free to do anything. Get off my case. That's the chayrus hamu'ula of the world. There's no such thing as abdus haromema, exalted slavery. Slavery is a dirty word. Slavery is evil. Of course, to be enslaved to another person. Avdus Haremema. Avdus Hashem Melech HaKovid. When you're an Eved of the Melech HaKovid, when you're an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehi HaCheres HaGmur. That's complete Cheres. The Avdus Haremema is Mashlim the Cheres HaMa'ula. It's not a contradiction. Just the opposite. The Cheres is not Be'emes Cheres unless there's Avdus HaRemema. And only then, when a person is an Eved to the Melech HaKovid, Shia Cheres HaGmur. That's Cheres Gemur. Ein Lecha Ben Chayin Ela Misha Es B'Tayr. Al-Kain HaTzura HaShleima Shel HaCheres. Therefore, the true and perfect Tzura of Cheres, of freedom, therefore matzah is really the completion of the matzah. The perfection of the matzah is only when it's wrapped together with the avdus, with the mar. Because only then will the person find within his soul hashilton hagomor harori leben chorin be'emes. Hashilton hagomor. Real control, complete and total control over oneself, which is Roy Leben Chorin Be'emes, which is befitting somebody who's truly free. Someone who's truly free to have self-control. That's a Ben Chorin Be'emes, Matzah and Mar, Koirech. That's a Ben Chorin Be'emes. A person who does whatever he wants. Might look like a Ben Charen, but of course he's not. Because he's not free to hold back from doing what he wants. And what he wants at that particular moment in his life, as you know, and we all have experienced in our lives, can be very, very destructive and self-destructive. That's why we spend half our lives looking back and saying, oh, I wish I didn't do that. But at the moment that you're doing it, you say, wow, it's so great that I could do this. No, this is just great. Man, I can do whatever I want. This is great. When you're doing it, you feel like your mom is free. I'm doing what I want to do. Then you spend the rest of your life saying, I didn't really want to do that. Why did I do that? That's how we live. Mishas Ma'isi, you feel like this is great. This is the... I'm the luckiest guy. This is terrific. I'm free to do this. And then the rest of your lives, I wish I didn't do that. What was compelling me to do that? Why did I do that? But the Shilton Hagomer Haroi Leben Chorin Be'emes. Shilton Hagomer Haroi Leben Chorin Be'emes. Hamoishal Gamkein al Hagodl Shabakarchis Shukarcha Cheres Atzma. This Koch of Avdus Ramema is so powerful that it's able to be Moishal, it's able to rule over and to control even that natural Koch of Cheres, of freedom that a Jew has. Because Hashem took his head inside, it's Cheres Oilam. So everybody knows that Mitzrayim means Mitzarim. Mitzarim means a certain narrowness, being stuck in a small place. So now you hear even from our own brothers and sisters who are supposedly Shomer Torah Mitzvos that are trying to keep Torah Mitzvos, you'll hear things like that we have to change the way of Yiddishkeit. Things are different now. We have to be more open and more inviting. All of these lashonos that are, of course, all these lashonos are taken from the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Really, like this is so old, you know. It's so you get tired to hear these things. So we have to be more open. So you know, they came up with this new title of Open Orthodoxy, which I don't really know much about it. But the musag is a musag of katnas, of smallness. It's just enclosed like it's something which is big. What it's saying is that we're so free, and Judaism and Jewish law and so on respect so much man's freedom, and has such great respect for our freedom, that you could have some little amharat somewhere saying that this is the halachic process, and he could say that and he's entitled to disagree with Rav Ozner. When Rav Ozner was finishing his last bottle as a baby, he knew more than this guy knows. But that's the halachic process, because halacha respects our needs. You need to feel validated. So we left Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means a narrow place. The Cheres Hamu'ula is a Cheres Hamu'ula that's in a sandwich with Avdus HaRemeima. And Avdus HaRemeima means that when I want to, when I understand, I can make the choice to remain in that place that's called the narrow place. And understand that if I make a step in the wrong direction, I'm going over the edge of Yiddishkeit. Because Yiddishkeit is a Geshet Sarmog. And if I go over that, and if I go over that one way or the other, I'm leaving it. But what happened to the big, this big expanse of everybody's free? Even for now, even a person can think that he's they call a halachic Jew. Halachic Jew. He's a halachic Jew, and a halachic Jew can do this and can do that. And anybody can come and pass him. Everybody can come and pass him. It's part of the chutzpah before Mashiach comes. It's unbelievable chutzpah. Somebody showed me an article. There was a conservative rabbi that was writing, what gives Rav Shachter what a tshuva in the whole inyan with the tefillin? What gives Rav Shachter the advantage? Like, why is he more qualified to write such a thing than me? So I don't understand. You want to have a contest? You want to be embarrassed like that? We'll put the two of you up. Of course, no one ever subject Rav Shachter to such a thing. Like, why does he have? And I could also say svaras, kiilu svaras, to make svaras. A Jew has to be a ben chayrin, and the chayrus hamu'ula means the avdus haremeima. The avdus haremeima means tahalacha, to poskim, to gedolei haTorah. Which, by the way, it's important to remember. That even if there are gedolei haTorah that you personally might not understand it or hear it that way, means be very, very careful to be humble when you speak about big people. That's also very, very important nekuda. It's become very easy to talk about big people like people that are learning Torah for 60, 70 years, Yom Valayla, who are doing for Jews, or tzaddikim, and you don't agree with. You also have to be a big enough of a ben chayrin who enslaves yourself with humility. I'm not saying that you could go according to your tzaddik, your rabbi, that's something else. But to be enslaved to that hakara of the greatness of Talmidei Chachamim. And all this comes from Hillel. Another minute. Midos shel Hillel ha'ayev ha'ayev shalom ha'ayev ha'abriyas ha'makarvan ha'tarah l'mishmeres ha'kredir shel amah shem ha'goy kulo. Hillel ha'zakim was the most gishmaki yid that ever lived. He was a gishmaki yid. He loved everybody. Oh, Yev Shalom, right of Shalom, right? The Kavan Latar, everybody. He's filled with Ahav. For everybody. So Rav Kook asks Hashem, Toshu Velenu, may that ruach of Hillel, may that way of Hillel Zakin return to us. Shalom Nidabra Kol Pizureinu Miflugaseinu. So there could be peace. We could speak words of peace to all dispersed Jews and all of the different parties, all the Miflogos. It was so divided into so many different groups and parties and so on. the light of redemption that comes together with the memory of the Pesach and the Matzah, Simone Acheres, which are the signs of Acheres, the Korban Pesach and the Matzah, of being free. Yamtik Lonovus Rishme Hamiriris, may that sweeten the residue, the imprint of the bitterness of Golus. Umachaveha Haruchnim, Haruchanim, Vacharmim, and all of the spiritual and physical pain that Golus has brought us, all the bitterness. Shamor and Misamlin, that's symbolized by the Mar, Miniske Lugula Shlema. And maybe be able to finally have the haptaka, the sweetening of the bitterness with the matzah. Again, not that we eliminate the marah, but the sweetening of the marah by being wrapped in the sweetness of the matzah that will take away the bitter feelings of all the difficulties, of all the years of slavery, all the years of humiliation and pain that we've suffered. And Golus, and we should be zeichet to the Shalom and to the Dara Emes, maybe Amen.
Amen.